Gemara, I want to mention the Shiloh of the Achrayim. I know this is, might get some emotional reaction. So I will ask everybody just to let their emotions stay quiet. It's a very touchy subject, but I figure it's halacha. Father asked his kids to buy him cigarettes. Is there a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim to buy his father cigarettes? He wants to buy cigarettes. Now we all know that cigarettes are not so healthy. And his father wants cigarettes. And is he mechuyev, allowed to buy his father cigarettes? He has a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. Now, the truth is it can be extended, but we won't extend it. I'll explain why in a minute. Rachmana litzlan, the father is a diabetic. And he wants a sweet Coke. Or he wants a nice piece of gesunte cake. Right. So what do? Kibud av v'eim? Not healthy for him. So Rabbi Yasha Paskins, this is a big machlokes Achrayim. Some Achrayim say, don't you dare listen. Some Achrayim say, you mechuyev to listen. Rabbi Yasha Paskins the following. That if the father is a regular guy, and there's no special warning for him in his particular medical situation that he not smoke, it's just that anybody shouldn't smoke. But it's not like something is with his lungs now that he was given a special warning. So then you mechuyev to get it for him. But if, even though in the long run it's a dangerous thing, but this pack of cigarettes, or whatever you buy him, is not going to make the difference. Now, Shankan, if he's warned by the doctor that under his circumstances, his smoking is worse than a regular guy smoking, for whatever his condition of his lungs are, so then it's usher to get it for him. Same thing would be true by a diabetic. If it's something that he keeps under control, so even, you know, I'm not here to paskin. I have two doctors here. They can shoot me in a second. But he said under control, the piece of cake is not going to kill him. Moshe ain't getting him in a situation where it's not safe for him, or it's not he has to eat that. Nobody should eat cake, and nobody should smoke, and nobody should, you know, by the time we're finished, we'll be eating asparagus. But that's not the point. I'm just saying. But I'm not here to get him. But if that's the case, then you're not allowed to get it from. That's what Yashub Saki said it by cigarettes. I put it across to a diabetic. Yes, doctor.
I like asparagus, but did he mention it all?
No, yeah, it's nothing to do with whether he listens to you or not. Because it's your obligation of keeping it out. Here's the kid that wants to do the right thing. His father wants a pack of cigarettes. He's asking Yishayla. What his father does when he comes back and says, the Rav Paskin, I shouldn't get it for you, that's immaterial now. We want to know what is the halacha as far as the kid is concerned. And that's what we ask him. Again, there is a machlokes. Some say you should get it, some say you shouldn't get it. And this is the hachra that Rabbi Yashiv makes. I'm just leaving it. I thought it was an interesting shayla I mentioned. What?
I would put in one other thing. In all my years of practice, I have never told anyone with metastatic lung cancer not to smoke.
I understand.
There's a time when there's been...
Got it. Okay, we are...
Right now, cigarettes are not illegal. But what if he asked for something illegal? Which is not, you know, you can get it.
Is it healthy or not healthy?
Healthy.
I don't know. I didn't see the shayla. I'm not going to pass it myself. Back here. We are in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. I think I started the conference. Hold on a second. Do my start of the conference. Okay. I did. Okay, we are up to... Vahari Ria, third line from the top. 34b. Frank the Gemara by Revia. The mitzvah of going to be Eila Regal. The mitzvah that says has
Rabbi, I'm sorry to apologize. Right? I didn't hear that the recording has started, so I don't know if you did or not.
Okay, by Revia. It says Mangrama. It's a mitzvah that says that's time dependent. The time of the custom Rachman is Chur Chaloit Yanashim. And there's a special miyat to exclude ladies. The word Churcha, right? But if there wouldn't have been that pasuk of Churcha, Nashim Chayavas, right? If I need a pasuk to exclude them, that means without the pasuk, I would include them. So why do I need a pasuk? You just told me you learned out from Tillim that all mitzvahs asay shezman grammas are pater. So why do I need a special pasuk by Ria? And for the Gemara, samkadai tachamina neilav Ria mahakio. There is an existing zereshava that we learn out from the word Ria by the chiyav oila rego. And the word Ria by the once every 7 years hakel. And there it says clearly that women are chayev. So I would think the Gzeri Shava teaches me women are chayev. So I need a pasuk to tell me not to use the Gzeri Shava to be mechayev women. Rashi. Ria, mitzvah sasehi. The mitzvah sasehi, yiroa kol schurcha. Ria, Ria mehakel. The chsiv beit says by hakel, bevoi kol yisro leirois. V'hasam noshim chayavis. The chsiv ha'anoshim, v'anoshim v'ataf. Men, women, and children. Yes.
Wouldn't it be just as logical to go the opposite direction and say that there's a specific inclusion of women and children by Hakel?
Again. We're looking to make sure that no one makes a mistake. Because the Gzeri Shava exists. And we have a rule to use all the Gzeri Shavas as much as you can. And by Hakel, the Pasuk specifically states that women are Chayev. It's not ambiguous. So Mamela, without anything, Zereshava would compare it to Ria, because there is an existing Zereshava. So I would have to use it for everything I can. So I need a pasuk to say, don't use the Zereshava for this.
There is an existing number of Zereshavas.
No. They knew this, again, I want to make it clear. No Tana makes up a Zereshava.
Right. There was
that means they handed down a Zereshava called Ria. That was handed down. It was one of the number.
But there was a problem at some point in history because different Tanoim have different Gzeri Shavas.
Again, every Tana agrees that there's a Gzeri Shava called Ria Ria. The Gemara does not say that anybody disagrees with that Gzeri Shava. It's an existing Gzeri Shava accepted by all.
So then that brings in the problem of why did the Torah bother to specify Anashim and Anashim Tav?
Doctor, you should be Michael me, but Mama's not seeing your trend of thought. The Torah wants women to go to Hakel. They do. And that remains Chayev no matter how many Gzeri Shavas you have. The Torah says you're Chayev. The question is, how about Eila Rego? If the Torah would not have written the word Schurcha, what would I have said?
It goes both ways. And
it can't go both ways. Because the Torah did say by Hakel that women are Chayev.
Right.
So automatically the Gzeri Shava would teach us Ria's Chayev. There's no other way. Gzeri Shava exists.
We can go offline, but there is not. It would seem to me there is another way.
Okay, I don't see it. Okay, right. Frank the Gemara. Bada afina mifchil liptura neluv misimcha lechiyuva. Okay, we have a rule. That whenever you can learn lekula lechumra, we go lechumra. You have the Torah saying that a woman is chayiv in simcha. Samachta ato vincha vitecha. The Torah told me that a woman is chayiv in simcha. It's a mitzvah I say shasman grama, because it's yomtiv. And the Torah said, women are chayiv anyway. The Torah said by tefillin that women are pater. We learned that out from Talmud Torah. So we have two mitzvahs I say shasman gramas. One the Torah said pater, and one the Torah said chayiv. We decided, for an unknown reason, that we're going to learn at every other mitzvah sasei shasman grama that the Torah didn't tell us. We're going to compare it to tefillin and make women pater. Why? You have a mitzvah sasei shasman grama called simcha where women are chayev. So how do you know to which one to compare it? Which is the rule and which is the exception? We're treating tefillin as the standard, and we're going to learn out all mitzvah sasei shasman gramas from tefillin. And we treat Simcha as the outlier, as the exception, that women are chayiv in Simcha, even though it's a mitzvah sasei shasman grama. Why do you do that? Let's go l'chumra. That's the rule in the Torah. Whenever you can go l'kula or l'chumra, we go l'chumra. That was one of the rules of how to the darsh and drushes. So here we have a choice. Which one are you going to compare to logically? This is logical comparison. Which one should I compare Sukkah to? I'm picking a mushroom. Shifer to. Should I compare Shifer to Tulum? Or should I compare Shifer to Simcha? Who decided to tell you, where did you get to pick the kula over the chumra. And for the Gemara, Amr Abaya, Isha Baila Masamcha. And for the Gemara, Nu Chiddush, a woman is not chayiv in simcha. It's her husband's job to give her simcha. She has no independent mitzvah of simcha. That's contrary to what we assume till now. We assume till now that a woman has her own mitzvah of simchas yom tov. Nothing to do with her husband's. Now the Gemara is answering, she has none. The Torah says, v'samachta ata v'secha, the Torah means to say, it's your obligation, ata v'incha v'techa, to give happiness to your daughter, to your wife. That's your obligation, not her obligation. So she's not chayiv in simcha. So you can't learn out from simcha because she's not chayiv. Now, what are you mechuyev to do for them? Zok Trashi. Zok Trashi, the afina mitzvah in the Ptura, masnitz in parach. It's asking in our Mishnah, the Gemara kol mitzvah saseh shasman grama mitzvah, livtos hanashim bebinyan av, with a comparison logically, the mamatzinu betulim, like we find betulim. Neila bin ma'ab mamatzinu besimcha. Why don't we learn it out from simcha? She mitzvah haseish as man gram mevedashim chayavis. Baila mesimcha mesamcha. Ein chayvis hasimcha kluya ba. The chayv of the simcha is not hers. El al baila, she is samchenu. Kori bey v'si machta. Instead of a somachta, you should be happy. We're saying we're dodging the pasuk v'simachta, you should make others happy. So the Gemara is now saying, and this is going to end up being a machloikas, but at this point, that a woman has no mitzvah simcha. It's her husband's mitzvah to make her happy. By the way, achiv deraisa. It's achiv deraisa. It's a bigger mitzvah to be misameach your wife than it is to buy yourself a nicer esrog. Buy esrog is achiv. But to buy yourself more, spend more money in an esrog is less chiyuv than to buy your wife whatever makes simchas yom tov. That's how we paskim, by the way. We paskim isha by the masamcha, to chiyuv on the husband, not on the woman. Zog di gemar amonah mayikul meimar. It says in the pasuk, at lakir vayosim v'amonah. Now, Bishlam, if you tell me it's their chiyuv, I can understand. The Torah is trying to tell me everybody's chiyuv. A ger, a yosim, and an amonah. A yosim is not a cutting. A yasim can be somebody over 13, but not old enough to take care of himself. So fine, the Torah is saying he's chayiv. He's 13, he's chayiv. And Amona is chayiv. But if it's her husband's chayiv, Amona has no husband. Who's going to be misameach her? A yasim has no father. Who's going to be misameach him? Amona mayekilamim. Enver de Gemara, b'shruya etzlai. It's an obligation to those who live where she lives next to. It's her next door neighbor's obligation. It's an obligation of those around her to make sure that she has Simchas Yom Tov. She is not obligated in Simchas Yom Tov. But the Torah is saying, if one lives next to an Amana, take care of her for Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah that paid the rights of. Rashi. Amana ma'ekel ha-meimar, ha-ksib ha-simcha, ha-ksib ha-ger va-yosem Amana. B'shruya etzloi, lo-y nistavisi, ela ba-ni ha-kasem ha-daber. The Torah is talking about a poor lady. Amonas were usually poor. The one who lives near her is mechuyev l'samcha mishaloi, b'machol u'mishta u'kli pishtan, with food, drink, and buy her a new dress. Kli pishtan is what the Gemara says in Pesachim, is the way you misameach a woman, by buying her a new dress. Now, Tosfos over here has a kasha, because the Gemara speaks out clearly in Pesachim that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha was b'basar shlamim. Not, but this is only after the Beis HaMikdash that we say, ain't simcha l'biayin, and by women buy them new clothing, and by kids get them sweets. That's post-Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the chiyuv was everybody has to eat a piece of a carbon every single day of Yom Tov. Right? They didn't have to bring a new carbon every day. In fact, they could get from others. But everybody had a chiyuv, al simcha, I'm not talking about chagiga and ria. Everybody had a chiyuv to eat a piece of carbon. So what's Rashi talking about that the pasuk means? Bikli pishtan, achol b'mishta. You have to give her, she has to eat shlomim. So Tosfos answers that it's an obligation on her neighbors to make sure she gets kachim. That's how Tosfos learns. Beishua brings a raya from here that Rashi holds that even Bisman Beis HaMikdash, a woman did not have a chiyuv to eat shlamim, she could have happiness in different ways. This is the Beishua's raya from this Rashi. Because Tosfos asks the kasha on Rashi, the pasuk is talking Bisman Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it's also talking about after Beis HaMikdash, but it definitely includes the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha was shlamim. So how could the Gemara Rashi talk about buying her a dress? the Bnei Yeshua, you see from this Rashi, that he owes the chiyuv of Basar Shlomim was on men, on women it was a different form of simcha. Again, a chiddush of the Bnei Yeshua in Rashi, I just thought I'd mention it. Number one. Number two, somebody asked from Chaim Kinievsky, says his wife does not enjoy new clothing. Excuse me? Can somebody please mute themselves? So somebody asked her, Chaim Kinievsky, my wife doesn't enjoy new clothing. What do? He said, don't believe her. And this was the man that was married to Rebbetzin Kinievsky. He said, don't believe her. I have it, I didn't say for again, I don't know how accurate, from his psakim. So in that, the psakim Simchas Yom Tov, somebody asked him, and he answered, don't believe her. If the Chazal tell you that a woman enjoys new clothing, a woman enjoys new clothing. That's what Chaim Kinievsky said. End of story. Yes.
Okay. How do you know a neighbor, not a relative, or somebody else?
To screw your ass living next to him. Because that's the one that's responsible for it. That's your neighbor. Again, it's honestly, it could be a relative also. What we're saying is it's a chiyuv on other people to give her simcha. Usually it's the one that lives next to her, know her situation. Right.
Doesn't sound like
they're Shriya. Again, Rashi is not talking to Naman. I mean, the Pasuk says Naman. Yeah. Rashi doesn't say anything there, does he?
Yeah, he says, if you're Sameach with my three, I'll be Sameach here.
That means it's an obligation on a neighbor. Who else is being Sameach with Almana? It's not herself. It can't be herself.
No, you. The homeowner, the godly.
Again, the Almana is not living in your house.
Right.
So who is Mechuyev to Mesameach Tamana? When Rashi said, you're Mesameach my three, who is Mesameach your three? My three.
Anyone.
The Shruya Esloi is just common sense. That's all. Okay. It's not limiting into Shruya Esloi. If somebody who lives 6 miles away wants to do it, he gets a mitzvah also. It's just saying it's the responsibility of someone else, whoever that someone else is. Either he volunteers or he's obligated. You're right. It doesn't. The Torah doesn't say it happens. When the Gemara says Shruya Etzlai, it gets the most common. Who takes care of people? Their neighbors.
I would think the Beis Din, they take care of other things. When people are in need, the Beis Din seems to be.
Who said, where's Bezin? Where did you get that from?
If a child isn't being brought up with Torah, he doesn't have a father. Doesn't Beis Din take over?
Where do you see that? Only for Mila.
Oh, okay, for Mila then.
Okay, so we got to do this.
Why Mila this?
Because it's a pasuk.
No, but why neighbors?
Again, neighbors is the example. I think we're making a mountain out of molehill.
It's not. Anyone.
But the Black Mara says, Shrui Esla, what am I supposed to do? It can be anyone.
He said head of a household. What is that?
A household that's there. Meaning, somebody who's doing it anyway should add her to the list. That's all. Thank you. Fine, you took care of Simcha. But Hakel is a mitzvah, say Shasman Grom and women are chayiv. So how do I know to compare Shafer, and I'm picking Shafer as an example. How do I know to compare Shafer to Tfilim? Maybe I should compare Shafer to Hakel and say she's chayiv. And for the Gemara, now, this is a new rule. We've had this rule before, but the Gemara is going to be using it over and over again this next month. And that is, if the Torah wrote something twice, unnecessarily, the Torah could have written it once, and I would have figured it out. And the Torah repeated it. That means the Torah wants you to say, don't derive from here. Don't learn out anything from here. So therefore, since the Torah wrote it by Matzah and Hakel, the Torah could have written it by one of the two, and I would have figured out the other one, that they're chayiv. Why did the Torah write it twice? To say, these two, they're chayiv, don't learn it out anywhere else. That's what Shnei Suvim Haboin Ke'echon, two psukim that are telling me the same thing, meaning one would have sufficed and would have taught you the second. By writing it a second time, the Torah is saying, do not derive from here. Now, I'm not finished yet. There's a Machloikas Rishaynim, and this is going to be the game shot in the Gemara later, but I might as well put this Machloikas Rishaynim on the table. Rashi learns, Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechad Eim Alamda means, do not derive from them. So matzah and hakel, don't use them as a source. But in fact, as the Torah repeated it two times, it says, do not use us as a source. And therefore, you cannot compare it to matzah and hakel, because the Torah wrote it twice to tell me, don't use it as a source. Tysus learns that it's more than that. The Torah is saying, only these two, not anything else. Not only is this not a source, but it's a miyut. The Torah is repeating it twice to say that this is the only two places, not anywhere else. So going to Tysus, Shneksum, Abon, Kachar, is more than just don't learn from them. It's the Torah is saying, learn the opposite. Fine, but we're going to learn like Rashi, like we always do. So Shneksum, Abon, Kachar is not a source. So since Matzah and Hakel was repeated twice, so therefore, Matzah and Hakel is the only two, it's two, do not derive from them. Do not derive from Matzah and Hakel. So therefore, I learn out from Tzilin, and I don't learn out from Matzah and Hakel. Dr. Ash, let me read it inside. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, somebody wants to unmute themselves, what do they do?
Star six.
Anybody wants to unmute themselves can do star six. There was a lot of background noise. Dr. Rashi? Nothing. There's no Rashi. Yes, doctor?
2, not 3.
2 at this point.
Only.
At this point, it's 2. We'll get into 2 and 3 later. 2. Frank the Gemara, Yaki, Tzul, and Maria. Now I'm going to stick to the Rabbi Yitzchak?
Oh? And the Chayra, what the Gemara says, Rashi says about a mono, that applies to a lady that's divorced.
Chayra. His question is, and this is a very sensitive question, and this question is asked 50,000 times in different ways. What happened to the Grusha? Chayra doesn't mention Grusha. Throughout, it's the kasha is a good kasha. The Torah, when the Torah talks about people that are usually in poverty, the Torah talks about ger, yasam, and amana over and over and over again. No mention of grusha. So Dr. Bain is asking, would the chiyah be involved in grusha too? And the answer is halachically yes. It still doesn't answer why the Torah never mentions her. That's a discussion in itself, which I'm not sure if I have a satisfactory answer, but that's not for her. Amana gets a ksuba too. Amana gets the same ksuba Grusha gets. Again, this is a question that's been asked in Daily Yisrael. I've gotten different terutzim from different people, but the kasha is a great kasha, yes.
I mean, it would seem that we are used to the fact that banam means both boys and all children. We're used to the fact that yom means during daylight and also during the entire day. We have, in most languages, a word which stands, you know, two different things related.
Again, you're offering a very unique shot, an original shot, but I just don't know if it's true. You're saying that the word almana includes all... Yeah, but the Torah says almana. The Torah doesn't say grusha. So I don't know which word you were talking about. It's a very interesting offering that the word is any single woman who was once previously married. The Torah and almana can mean two things. It would be a very shittish of shot, which I never heard. It's very interesting. I don't know that it's wrong, but I don't know that it's right either.
You think it's a good
method,
but it's wrong.
Dr. Gemara Vaita. Enfer de Gemara. So why don't we say Tfilin and Ria, where the Torah specifically patterned women? Tfilin we learned that from a Hekish, and Ria we learned that from the Pasik Schurcha. So why don't we say Shnamishnek Suma Bonkechabe Melamden? So why do we learn that from Tfilin? Tfilin is repeated by Ria. So it's two pesukim telling me the same thing, and if it's two pesukim telling me the same thing, we don't derive from them. So how can I learn Shifer out of Tfilin? Tfilin is not alone. Tfilin has Riyah. That's two pesukim repeating itself. We have a rule that whenever two pesukim repeat themselves unnecessarily, it means only these two. Don't learn out from them. So how do I learn out Tfilin from the Shifer from them? And for the Gemara Tzrichi, that's because they're not repeating themselves. Tfilin would not teach me Riyah, and Riyah would not teach me Tfilin. Therefore, the Torah had to say it twice. So therefore, I can still learn out from them. Again, Shnei Ksuvim HaBonke Echad is predicated on the fact that the pasuk repeats itself. It could have said it once, and I would have figured out the other one. But if I can show you how one would not have taught you the second one, so then it's not a repetition. And therefore, the rule of Shnei Ksuvim HaBonke Echad doesn't apply. By Tfilin and Riyah, it's not a repetition. Why not? The Kasta Rachmana Tfilin, the Lloyd Kasta Riyah. Had the Torah just written Tfilin, have I mean a nail of Riyah, Riyah Mahakyo? I would have said Riyah is not, don't learn it out from Tfilin. I have a Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava is a very strong limud. I would have said, compare Riyah to Hakyo, the women are Pater. The women are Chayiv, I'm sorry, the women are Chayiv. So the Torah had to tell me Riyah, women are Pater. Tfilin would not have taught us that. Remember, in the first parts of Krishna, Torah is on one side of Tzilin, and Mezuzah is on the other side of Tzilin. We decided to go with Torah because it's in both parts of the Krishna. But in truth, you could make an argument to learn it out from Mezuzah. So the Torah specifically put it next to Torah in both parts that you should not. So it's not a repetition. Had the Torah not written Tfilin next to Talmud Torah, I would have said Tfilin is next to Mezuzah. So therefore, it's not Shnei Ksuvim. And again, I want to stress this because we're going to be going this thing. Shnei Ksuvim means two psukim that tell us something that one would have been sufficient. One would have sufficed. And the Torah repeated it, that means only don't learn it out anywhere else. But if I could show you that Matzah would not have taught me Riyah, and Riyah, I'm sorry, Tulum would not have taught me Riyah, and Riyah would not have taught me Tulum, that means it's not a repetition, so I can learn out everything from Tulum. Mashenke was saying Matzah and Hakel is Shnei Ksuvim HaBon Kechad. We would have been able to learn one from the other, therefore you don't learn from them. Rashi, look to Rashi, Yohakim Tulum and Riyah, Nami Havish Shnei Ksuvim, Hechi Yopat and Tulum the Ptur. How can you learn out from Tulum to Patr? Ksipatura baby Tulum the Iskish and Talmud Torah. There's a Patur by Tulum, which we compare to Talmud Torah. Bain Beria, the Ksip Schurkaloi, Tis Hanashim. Dr. Gemara, Tzrichi Lemichta Patur Batavayu. Right, I'm learning Rashi. You have to learn the Patur by both. The Loi Gemiri Meadazi. I would not learn them out from each other. Hilgichlav remembered the Eimelam, the Michta Batavayu. It wasn't written twice to tell me not to learn out from them. I would have never learned that one from other. Like the Gemara explains. The Torah written by Tzilin, not by Riyah. I would have said, learn it out from Hakil. Therefore, Hakil is not extra. Hakil is necessary. I mean, Riyah is necessary. And the same thing is true. If I would have said only by Riyah, I would have said Tzilin is like Mezuzah. So the Torah had to put Talmud Torah next to it to say no. So therefore it's not extra. So I can derive from Tzilin. Fresh to Gemara, Ihachi, Matzah v'Hakon Ami Tzvichi. So then if you're going to go that way, Matzah and Hakon is also not repetition. Your whole answer why we don't derive that women are Chaya from Matzah and Hakon was because it's repetitious. It's not. Why? Because the Gemara Lamai Tzvichi. Why is it necessary? So the Gemara, the Kasha was, they're both necessary. The Gemara's answer is, why? Bishloi me kasev hakel v'loi kasev matzah. Had the Torah just written hakel, not matzah, so I would not have learned matzah from hakel. Why? Have I mean the nedo chamishas chamishas mechagas sukkos? I would have said that there's a zereshav, an existing zereshav, between Pesach and sukkos. I would have said, sukkos, women are potter, it says ho ezrach. So matzah, they're also putter. That's what I would have said. So the Torah had to tell me that women are chayiv in matzah. El nichta rachmana matzah, v'lo boya hakel. But the Torah could have written matzah, and I would have figured out hakel. But no amina, tfalim chayavim, nashim lekoshke. And I would have said, more. I would have learned it out. You know why I would have learned it out? Meaning, I would have learned it out and said, it's like matzah. And you would have countered and said, maybe not. Well, I'll give you a kalva chaymer. Kids are chayiv. For sure, women should be chayiv. They're chayiv more than kids. And yet the Torah obligated you to bring your kid, so for sure the Torah would obligate you to bring your wife. That woman should have to come. That's what the Gemara is saying. So therefore, it's not repetitious by the two of them. I would have said, if the Torah would have written matzah, I would not need hakel. So therefore, it is repetitious, meaning it is repetitious. I would not have figured out hakel for matzah. And therefore, it snakes zu mabon ke'echad. Hakel was a repetition to tell me don't learn it out. But hakel, why is it necessary? Learn it out for matzah. Why is it not necessary?
Children are chayav.
Anashim v'anashim v'ataf. Patrick says it.
Talk about Shabbos, you have to make Shabbos for everybody in your house.
It's hakel, it's anashim v'anashim v'ataf.
Right.
By the way, women are chayav in Shabbos too. I mean, I was a giant boof.
In other words, why don't we learn Shabbos as women are chayav on Shabbos? Because
the time is that so.
We elaborate on Shabbos and we'll make it.
Again, kashas have to be exact. You can't assume something.
Shabbos is negative commandment.
Again.
I mean, no one says that women are not obligated in negative commandments.
Right, well, not yet. But
no one with any gossip.
No, I'm saying no. The Gemara is going to pot to them certain negative commandments. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to say.
No, you're right.
Not yet, in the Gemara. That's what I meant to say. Rashi. Now, I just want to point out there is a little bit of a thing. Why did the Gemara need the Kal V'Chomer? Why did the Gemara just say I could have learned Hakel from Matzah? Period. Why did the Gemara have to say it? I would make the Kal V'Chomer. Why would I make the Kal V'Chomer? Just say, I can learn Hakel from Matzah. The Gemara wants to show me that it's repetitious. Why? Because the Torah could have written Matzah and I would have known Hakel. Then the Gemara throws in an extra line and I would have said a Kal V'Chomer. So Taisa says, this is Taisa's discussion. The Taisa says that lurking in the back of the Gemara's mind is that it's a Gzeres Shava Ria Ria. And we know women are part of being Oyla Rego because it says Churcha. So if the Taisa would not have said women, you might have learned it out from Oyla Rego. Right? But the truth is, I wouldn't have because it is Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Kal V'Chomer is enough to say it makes sense the women should be chayev. And learn out from matzah the women should be chayev. If you're going to counter it and say maybe hakel is different because of Riyah Riyah, the Kal V'Chomer says don't make that gzeirah over here because of the Kal V'Chomer. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yehachi matzah v'hakel nami tzvichi but lav shnei tzuv mabon kechen nino. Learn out other mitzvahs that say to chiyav. L'may tzichi tavayu. Why do I need both? Elachad minayu nichtav. I can write one. B'nigma idach minay. And I can learn the other one out. Im kol shar mitzvahs I say. Bishlami have a custom chiyuv b'hakel. Had it written it by hakel have asim matzah minay b'binyanav. I would not have learned that matzah with a comparison. No amina. Nigma gzeri shavim machak asukas. Tesvav. There's an existing Zereshava that compares. By the way, that's why you're mechuyev to eat your first kzayis in the sukkah's night, even in the rain, because of this Zereshava. Ma'alana nashim paturis, sivo ezra klaitzi anashim, av ma'alana nashim paturis. Ba'no amina, tvalim chayav, nachsiv atav. So fine. So at this point, so far, we've resolved all the problems. We're not, but let's take what we have. We're learning God, the mitzvah saseh, shasman gram is potter from tefillin. That's the source. The Torah wrote exceptions. Matzah, hakel, simcha. Simcha is not an exception because we say the woman's not chayev, the husband's chayev. So matzah and hakel are two exceptions. The question is, what is the rule and what are the exceptions? Why is tefillin the rule and matzah and hakel the exceptions? Let's say matzah and hakel are the rule, and tefillin and riyah, where the Torah also parted women, are the exception. How do you know which is the rule, which is the exception? The answer is, In matzah, in tefillin and ria, there was no repetition. Therefore, we look at it as the Torah wrote it once, even though the Torah wrote it twice, but that's because it had to write it twice because they're not comparable. Therefore, it's really the Torah wrote it once. It's not considered a repetition. Matzah and hakel is a repetition. Since matzah and hakel is a repetition, we have that rule. And when the Torah repeats, don't derive from it. That teaches me that the rule is tefillin and ria, not matzah and hakel. Again, it's really two verses too. But the difference is, the two of matzah and hakel is a repetition. Therefore, the rule of not learning out when there's a repetition kicks in. Tefillin and ria is not repetition. One would not have told me the other. Therefore, the rule of repetition does not kick in, and I can learn everything out of tefillin. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes, doctor.
Does this rule of two have any applications other than right here or anywhere else?
Many times. We'll have it here, we'll have it later in the Pentateuch. We're not finished with the two, but this is the rule. Frek the Gemara.
I'm sorry, why Ezra Maitzian Hashem?
How is Ezra Maitzian Hashem? It's a drasha and Masech to Sukkah.
That's what it says in Rashi. That's all there is to it.
But an extra word to be mighty nush. To Gemara and Sukkah.
And would if I looked up in Sukkah, it would tell me?
It wouldn't tell you any more than Ezra Maitzis and Nush. See, I don't know how drushes work. I said this a million times. I'll say it again. The Gemara tells me Ezra Maitzis and Nushim. I take the Gemara as its word. Now, the Gemara does have a shock of attire there. I'm not being totally honest. I like to be honest. The Gemara brings two Ezrachs. One we include ladies and one we exclude ladies. And the Gemara says, make up your mind. Is it an inclusion or exclusion? And the Gemara deals with that there. But at the end of the day, Ezrach excludes Nashim. The Gemara deals with how do you use the Ezrach, but not the mechanics of the Drasha. It's just one on the other, one by one thing we say Ezrach is included, and one by one, that's the sugi and sukkah, where the Gemara contradicts itself in what Ezrach does.
Is that Zeretz or Kassel, or Zeretz or Rabban?
When we read drushes, that's the Drysa. This is what the Torah told us. So I'm trying to figure out why this drush is bothering you more than our other thousand drushes that we learned.
Because we're learning it now, that's why.
Okay. Let me explain. This rule that I've been repeating over and over again today, the Gemara has, that whenever you have two pisukim that repeat themselves, they can't serve as a source, is a matter of machloikas. There's one on the Amar that says, not true. Sometimes the Torah repeats itself twice, and you could learn from it. It's only when the Torah repeats itself three times you can't learn from it. But twice, you can still learn from it. One man, the Amar says, no. Even if the Torah repeats itself twice, you cannot use it as a source. Matzah and Hakel are two psukim. Two psukim that tell me that women are chayiv in the mitzvah saseh shas mangrama. We've employed the rule that whenever the Torah repeats itself twice, it's not a source. Not everybody agrees to that rule. You're building a halacha mitzvah saseh shas mangrama that women are putter on a rule of two psukim, and it's not an accepted rule. It's a machlokes. What do you do with the other mandi amar? This is what, according to the mandi amar, it says whenever the Torah repeats itself twice, it cannot serve as a source. But the one the Omer that says two can be a source, what are you going to do? That man the Omer also has to learn Shas. And he also has to learn that women are part of a mitzvah saseh shas mangrama. How do you know? Maybe we should learn that from Matzah and Hakel. The Suwa furthermore. Mitzvah saseh shaloy as mangrama nashim chayav as minolam. I want to know the other way. How do I know women are chayav and hashavas aveda? Once you told me that women are pater from certain assays, maybe they're pater from all assays. How do you know? Now, the Gemara is going to concentrate on the second kasha, and it's going to leave the first kasha alone till later. So let's put it to the side. Again, I'll explain the first kasha. I'll explain the second question. But the Gemara is not going to deal with the first question now. It leaves the first question for later. The first question is, you built your whole halacha on the concept that two psukim that are repetitive cannot be a source. Therefore, since matzah and hakol repetitive, it cannot be a source. That's a questionable law. You can't build a building on a questionable foundation. That's one kasha. The second kasha is, how do you know women, if once you tell me women are part of mitzvah sessions, not grandma, who told me they're chayiv in the other mitzvah sessions? Where did you get that line of demarcation that this is chayiv and this is butter? And for the Gemara, the second kasha. And we're going to concentrate on the second kasha and go back to the first kasha later. And for the Gemara, the yol of mimayra. There's a chayiv of ish imay v'aviv turo. And if you remember, we learned that women are also chayiv in the midst of kibbut aveim and mayra aveim. Right? That means they're chayiv. It's a mitzvah saseh. It's not time dependent. And they're chayiv. So that serves as the source that women are chayiv in all mitzvah sasehs that are not zman grama. Here the Torah wrote me that a woman is mechuyiv in kibbut aveim and mayra aveim. So that means the Torah told me a woman is obligated in non-time based mitzvahs. So that's the source. Ma mayra nashim chayavis. I've called mitzvah saseh shaloi azman grama nashim chayavis. Rashi, ma'ikil meimer neilav kol mitzvah saseh shazman grama mi matzav ha'akel. If you learn that two can be a source, let's learn that from matzav ha'akel. L'chiyuva, mi mayra, ish aviv imav aviv turo, yafinim inei nashim leo, shoyim et turo harkan shnayim. Remember from the word turo, they should fear, we said that both men and women are chayiv in mayra aveh. So Mamela, we see women are chayiv in non-time dependent mitzvahs. Correct?
Are they chayiv in kibbut aveh in the same way as mora?
Yes.
So if a woman is married and her husband contradicts...
Well, no. That's because the Torah said the Farish, we learned half of a pasuk, that while she's married, he doesn't have to allow her to do kibbut aveh.
So it can drop.
Again, a woman is basically... Listen. A guy is chayiv in something, and then something makes him patra in a certain circumstance. That doesn't mean he's not chayiv. A woman can get married at 20, and meanwhile she's chayiv up to 20. And if chas v'shalom, whatever reason, her marriage ends at 50 or 40, she becomes chayiv again at 40. She is be'atzam chayiv.
So it's more and kibbut are the same.
In halacha, correct.
Why do they pick more any reason?
Because the pasuk is written by Myra.
For both.
The source is Myra, but it goes on kibbut as well. So now, Frank the Gemara, yes.
Given that I'm on a chain of kedushin and so on, I would have said that a woman who is married is different mitzvah than a woman who is not married. And as such, becomes pachah from kibbut.
It's not true. It's not true because the Gemara darshens it because Rishus Acher Malay only when he blocks her. When he doesn't block her, she's chayiv.
Very good. Thank you.
Zakti Gemara Vaiter. B'nei Luvmi Talmud Taira. Now we're going to do the other way. Talmud Taira is not a time dependent mitzvah. You're chayiv to learn day and night. And women are pachah. We learned that out from the pasuk, the matam arzim is b'neichem, v'loy b'nei seichem. So why don't we learn that as a source? The women are pasuk from mitzvah saseh shaloy asman grama. Zok to Gemara, shem da'ave tal matayro piri v'rivya, shnei k'suv ma'bon ke'echad, v'chol shnei k'suv ma'bon ke'echad, em alamdan. The Torah repeated itself twice. It said that a woman is pasuk from tal matayro. It said a woman is pasuk from pru v'vu. If tal matayro were the source, why did the Torah have to write it by Pru Urvu? Is a Raya, the Shnei K'suvim, Abon Ke'echad, that's two Pesukim again. Here we go again. Can't be a source. So Talmud Torah can't be a source because the Torah repeated it twice. It repeated it by Talmud Torah and it repeated it by Pru Urvu. Rashi, B'nei mit Talmud Torah Libtura. Zok to Gemara, that's not an accepted fact. There's a Machloikis Tanoim in Masechtas Yevamos whether a woman is chayiv in pur vu. One Tana says she is. If she is, that means there's only one place that the Torah said putter, Talmud Torah. So let that be the source. Right? The only reason you don't want to learn out from Talmud Torah is because the Torah repeated it by pur vu. But according to one man, the other did not repeat it by pur vu, because women are chayiv in pur vu according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika. Then it's not a repetition. And for the Gemara, Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen. The woman doesn't have to do Pidgin HaBen. It's a non-time dependent mitzvah, because once the baby is 30 days old, it continues day and night. And therefore, a woman is still Pata. We learned it now from Tivtati Pata. The Raya, the Torah repeated itself twice. It's said it by Talmud Torah and by Pidgin HaBen. Why did the Torah have to say it twice? But the Torah is trying to tell me this is not a source. Rashi, Pidgin HaBen, Yafin Elel, Bepirkin, we learned that earlier in the Perik, Mi Livdai Stevnashim Pturis, Mi Livdis Beneim, the Sif, Tiv Deti Pada. Zok to Gemara Viter, Rabbi Yechim Ben Breika, according to Rabbi Yechim Ben Breika, women are chayiv and pruvu. So the Torah said twice that women are chayiv and non-time-dependent mitzvahs, by Meira and by pruvu. Because according to Yechim and Breika, pruvu is on the other side. It's chayiv. So now the Torah repeated itself twice. By Meira and pruvu, the Torah said two times that women are chayiv, not time-dependent mitzvahs. It's repetitious. Just like you don't want to learn that putter from Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen, you shouldn't learn at Chiyav because there's Mayrim and Puruvu. Bishlamid Rabbanon, they say women are Patra from Puruvu. But according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, the Torah said twice women are Chayiv in non-time dependent mitzvahs. By Mayra and by Puruvu. In fact, the Rabbi Yechim and Breika, Nami, having Puruvu, the Mayrish, Nexuma, Banka, Echad, Behem, Belamdin. So going to that, we're stuck because you have a repetition on one side and repetition on the other side. How do you know which way to go? Neither can be a source. Rashi, Rabbi Yechim and Baraika d'Amar, Chiyuva v'Pruv v'Yaksiv, v'Nashim, Heichi Yolav Su Shar Mitzvah Saseh Shleiz Man Gram Alechiyav. How can he learn out from Meira? How the Meira v'Pruv v'Ribbe, Shnei Ksum HaBon Kechad, and we're saying that two psukim cannot serve as a source. And for the Gemara, Tzvichi, that's not a repetition. Meira and Pruv v'Ribbe are not a repetition. Unlike Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen, which is a repetition, Meira and Puruvu are not a repetition, because I would have said that one would not teach me the other. And we're going to leave this for tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And Mazel Tov again to Dr. Harris.